Our scripture reading this morning is Romans chapter 6, verses 15 to 23. It's found on page 1199 in your pew Bibles. Romans chapter 6, verses 15 to 23. The Apostle Paul is continuing to give instruction and talk about what it means to be in Christ, what it means for Christians to be in Christ. And as we've seen already, there's been a declaration that Christ has died and has risen again, and those who are in him, those who are in union with Christ, they have died and risen too, as it were. And that there are some things that are true of them, that death no longer has dominion over those who are in Christ, that death will not separate. There will be triumph over death in Christ, and also with sin, and that the people of God are to reckon themselves dead to sin. Paul says that very clearly. Consider yourselves dead to sin, therefore, so that oftentimes in the Christian life we act as though sin is our master and that we're alive to it, but that's not true. And he's appealing to us and exhorting us. Act as becomes the children of God, and you are dead to sin. It is no longer your master. And there's a great promise in there too, as he's already said just before. He promises sin will not have dominion over you. It's a promise from our God, from our Savior, as the Apostle Paul reiterates there. And so he goes on to say here, anticipating perhaps some objections or questions, saying that the life of those who are under grace, those who are saved by grace alone, through faith alone in Christ alone, that their life under grace is a life of pursuing righteousness and not sin. And so we have all the help that we need in the Lord Jesus Christ and his Holy Spirit. And so let's give our attention to the reading of God's word. What then? Are we to sin because we are not under law but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin which leads to death or of obedience which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that you who were once slaves of sin have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed, and having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. May the Lord add his blessings to this reading of his holy word.